Hello and welcome to the program UFO Warning. In this episode, we're doing a UFO roundup of the Northwest Territories in Canada. That's correct, a UFO roundup of the Northwest Territories in Canada. Now, I don't really know what's going on up there, but it seems like New Fork has just thrown together the reports from the Northwest Territories and the Nunavut region. I'm not sure what's going on, if that's just because it's such a small population or what. But I'm going to go ahead and read through what I have here, and if anybody has any tips on how to single in on the Nunavut area, I'd be more than happy to listen to that. But right now, I'll just give you what I've got. This first one goes back a ways. It's from July 11th, 2020. It says Rankin Inlet, Nunavut, Canada. So this is one that's definitely from the Nunavut area. Now, I did do a little bit of editing on some of these, just so you know, just so I could read them better. This one says, a white round object turned sideways and appeared very skinny. A second bright light appeared next to it, looking kind of like a star, then disappeared. My co-workers and I saw a white round object moving slowly, but in different directions and heights in the sky above us. It seemed to turn sometimes and become a very skinny and almost invisible. A small bright light appeared, seemingly right next to it, but possibly much higher up in the sky, for maybe 20 or 30 seconds, then disappeared again. One of my co-workers could see two more of the white objects in different parts of the sky, but I myself only noticed the first one. So you have a group sighting. Sounds like another one of these orbs, maybe doing a little bit of shape-shifting while it was at it. And you have to understand, when you look on the map, these guys are way, way up there. Now, this next one goes back to 2008, January 12th, says 6:30 local time, duration 7 minutes 45 seconds, number of observers 2, location Chesterfield Inlet, Canada, NT Canada, so I guess that means Northwest Territories. Fireball is the shape, lights on object, or haze around object. And then they tell us on January 12th at approximately 6:30 a.m., we saw a white fuzzy circle, a red streak, a fireball accelerating at a very fast rate between the two buildings up in the sky. Whatever it was, it stayed there until the sun rose. My boyfriend and I got up at 6:30. We were watching TV when my boyfriend kept looking outside, waiting for his pickup. He noticed something white that kept changing to red about every 6 seconds. We kept staring at it. It seemed like it was going lower, but at the same time, it looked like it was going sideways. Very strange. The observer seems to think that maybe this was some sort of a time slip or something, I guess. Very weird. This next one is from 12/24/2007. It says local time 1700. Duration 30 to 40 seconds. Location Sanikalakwak, Canada. Northwest Territories, Canada. Shape light. Characteristics lights on object. Or haze around object. Rotated toward the left and dimmed out and soon followed by the other bright light. It was a clear evening. I was looking out the window having a cigarette. I noticed two bright lights and it took a couple of seconds to register in my head, and I thought to myself, those are not supposed to be there. The two bright lights were huge, southeasterly direction. I started to say to a visitor, come here, in a stern but unwavering tone. But the visitor did not listen to me for about 5 to 10 seconds. The other bright light started to dim out when the visitor finally came to the window and saw the light. As the other light dimmed out, the visitor started asking me what those lights were, and I couldn't tell him. All I could do was ask him if he saw what I was seeing. He said yes, he saw them. Two bright, shining, whitish colors shining unnaturally bright. These sound like some really seriously bright orbs. These things just seem to be popping up. And this has been going on for a long time. This is clear back in 2007. Now, this one is from Deline, Canada, Northwest Territories, Canada. It says, looks like November 2nd, 2007, 5 a.m. local time. It says, shape changing, characteristics, lights on object, or haze around object, changed colors. Seem to be getting that in a lot of these. Now, they tell us that we viewed an illuminated disc-like shaped object in the sky for over 3 hours and captured it all on video. We were awakened by a telephone call at 5 a.m. informing us about the bright light in the sky, but we ignored it. By 8 a.m., we had our video camera, an 8mm camcorder, out and recorded off and on until about 10:45 a.m. but we could still see it with the naked eye until just about 11 a.m. The object was a circle with smaller circles radiating from the center to the outer surface, with a black dot on the inside that moved within the circle. At one point, there were three black dots. It glowed green around the edge and frequently changed to purple. It hovered for a very long time. As the morning progressed and daylight crept in, a haze appeared beside it, and it looked like a trail of smoke. This happened three times. At one point, a small plane flew under it and landed without incident, and the plane is visible on the video under the object. The plane was not chasing the object. The object moved side to side, in and out, and is very clear in our video. I also took a few digital pictures, but they were not as clear as the video. Just after daybreak, the circular object turned on its side and changed shape into a UFO as depicted in many movies and documentaries, an army helmet-like shape. Very strange. Now, I'm not seeing any links to any videos or anything like that. At New Fork Note, Venus, question mark. I don't know. There's a lot of detail there. Without seeing the video, I really can't make a judgment on that, but they don't describe it like Venus. I can say that much. Now, this one here is from Northern Territory, Canada. It says, Fireball. The date is 12/21/2006. As I looked outside to do a weather observation prior to my hourly report, I saw this brilliant light. I thought at first it was a star, but much brighter. The light intensely diminished to nothing in about 10 seconds. The light did not appear to be moving. Subsequent calls on all used frequencies for aircraft in the vicinity were made with no response. I noted the direction as 160 degrees and elevation as near as possible of 30 degrees. So they saw something. That is clearly the case because they've gone to the trouble of trying to contact any aircraft in the area on radio. They said that they were doing an hourly weather report. I'm not really sure what this guy's job was that they would be doing that for, but it sounds like it really did leave them wondering what they'd seen. This here sighting is dated 2006, April 7th, it looks like, local time 22:44, so I don't know, what, 10:44 at night? It says duration 30 seconds, number of observers 2, shape circle. The location was Pond Inlet, Canada, Northwest Territories, Canada. Characteristic lights on object in the shape of circle. We went outside for smoke. When my brother looked up at the sky and pointed to southeast from us, I saw a blue light-shaped circle streaking across the sky with high speed, then disappeared into the light as we get 12 hours of light up here. We thought that the light was a star at first, then it moved north, then northeast, and we realized it was disappearing before our eyes. To me, it's another one of these things where they're almost like they're camouflaging as a meteorite or a satellite or a star or something like that. It's like they're really making the extra effort, I think, to get in there and do what they need to do to not be seen. This one here is from 12/9/2004. It says local time 16:15, duration 8 minutes, number of observers 3, location Yellowknife, Canada, NT Canada, shape oval, lights on object or haze around object. Twilight sighting, a bright, glowing red and oval and moving object in northern Canada. While driving in our small city at very near 4:15 p.m., we noticed a bright red object in the sky. It appeared to be moving at high speed, although we later debated the speed of the craft at some length. One of us thought that it was moving slowly and for a period was stopped. Another thought it was moving at extremely high speed. One thought it changed directions a number of times. We are confused about the sighting. It was very bright and the only object in the sky. It was roundish in shape, but probably oval would be more accurate. It seemed big. It was clearly red in color. There were no other colors present, just a steady red glowing light. This is what made it stand out so clearly. It was nearly time for the sun to go down and the sky was white. Here, the night hours start very early due to the location of the globe. The sun was down, but there was still light in the sky. The object was not the northern lights, a star, the sun, a planet, a meteor, or anything else we have seen before. Other people saw this object while stopped at one of the main intersections near the hospital and Walmart. We could see them looking at the object from their vehicles as well. The object appeared from our location to be right over the main part of the city and then moved off over Great Slave Lake. We were driving at the time on our way to the vet's to pick up a dog, and when we came out of the vet clinic, the object was gone, but the night sky was still bright enough to see that it was gone. It was no star. It moved deliberately. It was interesting, but we were not terribly upset or frightened, just left with a sense of what in the world was that. Yeah, I like the fact that they talk about the different witnesses on the ground there all having different experiences as to what they saw. So oftentimes we hear about this from people. It's almost like there's something going on between the image that these things are projecting and the way our mind receives them, almost on an individual crafted level. Here's one from July 24th, 2004. It says duration 45 minutes, number of observers 2, Santa Kilawak, Canada, Northwest Territories, Canada, shape light, characteristic lights on object, left a trail, emitted other objects, changed color, and landed. It says UFO lights time 2307, Santa Kilawak, Nunavut, Canada. Duration of sighting 45 minutes, lights bright white, red, blue. We were coming back from a fishing trip and stopped for a rest when we observed a bunch of dancing lights in the horizon. They were bopping up and down and zigzagging all over the sky. There appeared to be a mothership, which the lights were coming out of and going back into. We were watching these lights when we saw a bunch of quads. It's four-track ATVs. There were two lights that were following them and hovering over them until they came quite close to where we were watching the lights. We asked if the people on the quads saw the lights too, but the first two quads did not see them. But the third fellow said what we were looking at and panicked. He went to get his family from their campsite and took them home, fearing that they would be abducted by the lights. Wow. I saw the lights again in the same area a few weeks later, and they were doing the same thing, dancing and bopping all over the night sky, and I started thinking twice about going out fishing again. There has been a number of sightings on our island for as long as I can remember, and I believe the sightings to come from out of our world. Thank you for your time. Wow, that's some kind of scary stuff. I really appreciate the way they stopped and asked this fellow riding the quad, hey, did you see that? And he was like, yeah, I did. And I'm getting my family out of here because I don't want to be abducted by these things. And I don't want them to be abducted. You have to kind of wonder what the local history on these things is, that a person would spot these things and just hightail it out of there. I mean, there's some great details in that report for sure. This one here is dated 6/23/2003. It says duration 45 seconds, number of observers 1, location Yellowknife, Canada, Northwest Territories, Canada, shape cigar. It says, while out walking the dog on my regular route at the usual time, I saw something that stopped me in my tracks. In the air over Great Slave Lake, Northwest Territories, Canada, I saw a motionless, long, silver, cigar-shaped object. The sky was very cloudy with dark gray clouds, and there had been a thunder shower about a half an hour earlier. This object stood apart from the clouds as it was shiny, but not like chrome, more like the stainless steel of medical instruments. It was definitely not flat-collared like the backing clouds. I could hear no noise, possibly due to my distance from it. I could not tell about what altitude it may have been. I am not a meteorologist. It was clearly, in my opinion, not a conventional aircraft. There is significant aircraft activity in this area, including helicopters, float planes, and passenger planes of all descriptions. One often looks up to see these aircraft coming and going and gets to recognize many of the regular aircraft by their paint and markings. There is no air pollution in this part of the country. This was not a weather balloon. It was motionless. It was not a helicopter, float plane, or regular aircraft. It was silent and motionless. I advanced up the road to see if I could get a better look at it, and it moved slowly into the clouds and did not reappear. I will also say that I got the sense that there was more depth to the object than what I could see from my vantage point. I am not on any medications, drugs, or under the influence of alcohol. I am a credible citizen, having held elected public office. I have no criminal record. I have never posted on this website before. I know about this site from visits to the Jeff Rince's website. Wow, isn't that wild? Well, New Fork has lots of good sightings on here. There's no doubt about it. And it's good that people can find them. What a cool sighting. They see this cigar-shaped UFO just suspended above this lake up there. Here's one it looks like from Hay River, Canada. That's in the Northwest Territory. It says dated 3/13/2004, local time 6:48, Hay River, Canada, circle shape. I was on a snowmobile traveling south down a cut line at 6:30. I stopped to wait for a couple of friends coming at about 5 minutes behind me. I noticed the moon was very low in the middle of the cut line. I took out my camera and took a couple of pictures, one that shows the object, and then I zoomed in on the moon and took a second picture. The object was out of that photo's field of view. I did not notice the object until I downloaded the photo. The weather was very clear that morning and about minus 8 Celsius. So I don't know what's that, in the 20s maybe. It says, New Fork note, we suspect the anomalous object may be the result of a globule of water on the objective lens of the camera, or perhaps a snowflake illuminated by the camera's flash. Well, that doesn't really count for this guy saying that he noticed this thing. I don't know. Yeah, this, I guess we could put that in the unsolved mystery category. Just imagine this guy there riding around in his snowmobile in the winter darkness up there in the far north in Canada. Very, very interesting situation. Here's one from Gordon Lake, north of Yellow Knife, Canada. It says 2001, 6:14, looks like local time 11 o'clock, duration fishing trip. That's interesting. Number of observers, 3. Gordon Lake, north of Yellowknife, Canada. It says, shape light, lights on object. On June 14th, 2001, about 11 a.m., we were fishing on Gordon Lake, Northwest Territories. It was a calm, sunny day, and we could hear this strange sound. We looked up to see if an airplane was coming, but all I could see was this very bright white object moving from east to west. The speed was unbelievable, and all I could say to my friends is I think we just got spotted by a UFO. Wow. Now, New Fork note says, we would like to know the duration of the sighting. Witness did not include that information with this report. Well, it sounds like it was pretty short to me. He's talking about this thing just whizzing up on him. Man, I would be really interested to hear the reports from the other folks that were there and ask if there was any kind of a lost time incident, if there's any, you know, potential for any kind of a abduction or just whatever this might have been going on up there. We'll do a few more of these. This one is from 9/15/1999. It says, a few seconds is the duration, number of observers, 1, location, Yellowknife, Canada, Northwest Territories, Canada, shape, fireball, ore or haze around object, bluish green fireball traveling south to north, prompting me to turn around and head back to civilization. Bluish green fireball the size of a low moon. Well, that's big. I was driving north of Yellowknife on the Ingraham Trail past the mines, but before Prelude Lake on a hill going up, there was this flash right in front of me, heading northward, looking like it would crash land. Very fast moving bluish green fireball. It was the summer of 1999 during the night, either the start or end of summer, as it can get bright at night. Don't know if there was any sound as I was testing the cruise ability of a burnt CD I just made and had the dance music blasting. Anyhow, just thought I'd drop a line as this scared the expletive out of me and thought it prudent to turn around and head back to town. Wish I had a Jeep cam like those police do. Huh. If this is an approximate PD, it says, New Fork note. Well, this, like I said, sounds like it could be a meteorite of some kind, but it'd be a big one. But what interests me here is the emotional impact that this had on this guy. Fascinating responses that we've got here from the Northwest Territory, even though a lot of them have been older. Now, this one occurred on February 26, 1996, and wasn't reported until just about 10 years later. It says, duration 15 minutes, number of observers 2, location Fort McPherson, Canada, Northwest Territories, Canada, shape light. And then it says, characteristics, light on object, unknown moving light, For over a week, the residents at Fort McPherson have been seeing this weird light. I never saw it, so I laughed it off. But on Saturday, as I was watching TV, I saw this weird light moving just over the treetops. I told my coworker this, and we both freaked out and went out to see it. We watched for about 10 minutes. It changed colors from blue to white and red. Colors to this day, I don't know what it was. My family thinks I'm crazy. Well, not crazy. You just saw a UFO, and lots of people have seen these things. Here's one from Fort Resolution, it says, near Northwest Territory, Canada. Okay, so the date of this is 1991, looks like January 10th. It wasn't reported until 2006, February 8th. Duration, 5 minutes. Number of observers, 2. Location, Fort Resolution, near Northwest Territory, Canada, NT, Canada. Shape, unknown. Lights on object. Electrical or magnetic effects. Strange throbbing sound with intense flashes of light over several minutes. No direct observation of any craft. On the 10th of January, 1991, I was traveling with a friend checking a trap line approximately 20 miles southeast of Fort Resolution, Northwest Territories. My snow machine experienced mechanical difficulties, which resulted in us being forced to walk approximately 12 miles back to a highway where we had left our vehicle and snowmobile trailer. Oh man, talk about true grit. The weather at the time was quite mild for January, minus 10, so that's what, I don't know, 20 degrees, 15 degrees, cold, I think, and there was light snow falling. My machine had broken down at approximately 11 a.m. We walked for several hours until about 5 p.m., at which we stopped for a lunch break. We made a small fire to warm up and boil some water for tea. We were in the center of a small clearing, roughly 300 feet in diameter, and sitting under a large spruce tree. We had been there for about 15 minutes, and we began to hear a low humming sound approaching from the east. The sound grew steadily louder, and the hum turned to a very low throbbing sound, like a huge engine running at idle. The whole area was charged with electric tingling. We looked up, but did not see anything of any substance. After about 1 minute, the object seemed to be hovering directly above our location. We still did not see anything. Suddenly, there was an intense flash of light, like a million flashbulbs going off at once. There was a pause, and then another intense flash of light, approximately 5 seconds after the first, and finally a third flash. At this point, the noise began to move west in the direction that we had been traveling. The low, heavy throbbing sound continued and finally faded away. We packed up our belongings and continued our way back to the highway. At no time did we observe anything, just the incredibly deep throbbing sound and three flashes of light. We arrived back at the highway at 2300, somewhat 11 o'clock, and returned to Fort Resolution. I am a private pilot with several hundred hours of flying time. I also have approximately 12,000 hours of time in various types of helicopters and fixed-wing aircraft as a professional firefighter. I am familiar with all types of aircraft that are flown in the Northwest Territory and have never experienced flight characteristics this object exhibited. Man, that is amazing. It says, Norfolk Note says, we have corresponded with this witness, and he seems to us to be quite credible. We have requested a report from the second witness. This thing just almost like it was tracking them through the snow. You wonder what was going on, why it felt the need to just go over the top of them and flash these three bright lights like that. That's just such a mystery to me. And notice how they never actually seen the object itself. That would have been a really frightening experience for a lot of people. I got to tell you, these guys are a couple of tough hombres from what I can see. We'll finish up this last one. It's much shorter. It says, occurred 1999, 228, 1605 local time, location, Yellowknife, Canada, Northwest Territories, Canada. Shape, circle. Characteristics, light on object or haze around object. Aircraft nearby. Electrical or magnetic fields. I was outside with my friends and we saw F-18s and two circle-like shapes in the air. The F-18s were following them. Wow. Yeah, we do hear that a lot. These things seem to be not just of interest to us, but of interest to the military as well. Well, lots of good sightings up there in the Northwest Territories and this Nunavut area. I can just imagine these guys out there in the middle of the wilderness like that being followed by this UFO making this throbbing, pulsating sound. They say it just filled the air with electricity. Lots of cool sightings up north. And if you wanted to hide a UFO, that would be one of the best places to do it. Until next time, this is UFO Warning, over and out.